Robert, thanks for joining us here on the broadcast, and congratulations on a win.
Hey, thank you.
Every win's a good one. 22 of those now this season, and Coach, pretty solid effort by your group tonight.
Yeah, they came out with a lot of fire and energy. You know, we talked about tournament time. It's all about getting dialed in, playing your style of basketball, rolling and being able to get the team in a sync so that every game you're putting a little bit more out there than the last game. I think we had a great start tonight.
If no one has ever seen your team, has never heard your team, describe your style of basketball. I'd like to hear that from you.
Organized chaos. That's how I would put it, because we're very particular in what we want, but in order for it to be successful, the kids have got to go out there and have a freedom to go as hard as they can and read things and make adjustments on the fly. So organized chaos.
16 threes. I'd love to know. I'll look on Quick Stats tomorrow sometime. How many threes your team put up? There was many going up tonight. You knocked down 16 of those. But, Coach, so unselfish. I love watching the unselfishness of your team. It just seems to me if you want to be successful, you can't care who gets the credit. And I see that every time. I wish I could see your team play more often. But when I do, that's what I see.
You know, we took a timeout second quarter because I was a little bit frustrated, actually, because we had a couple girls miss a couple early shots, and I thought they got hesitant just for a second. And the whole basis of our offense is you take what they're going to give you, and then when they try to take that away, it's going to give something else. And every girl has to be ready to shoot. And if you're thinking you're going to be unselfish by not shooting, you're actually being very selfish, because the style of play that we have is – you take that open shot to create another pressure on a defense, because it's very hard to take away multiple good shooters. And our girls have worked very hard to have multiple good shooters. And I think we push five girls, all five starters, are very close to shooting 50% for the year. Mm-hmm. And that's very mm-hmm. impressive. It's
yeah.
As a group, you know, last year we shot 42% from two. And this year we're in the 60s from two. So it just says a lot about our maturity and where we're at. We're not taking more shots than we did last year. We're just being a lot more effective. But, you know, you go out, if you key on Ellie, I like to think that Faith, Grace, Peyton are going to find outside shots. If you try to take away the corners, Ellie gets to the rim. When you try to be really aggressive and double there, Autumn gets her low block shot. And, you know, we had 9 girls score tonight. You know, mm-hmm. it's testament of being able to go deep and make things happen.
Coach, I love good stats, and you just brought up a great one there, 62% from twos. That's an awesome number to remember as we move forward in this regional tournament, which for you is back home Wednesday night. Carroll Kemper beat Southeast Valley 59-44. Kemper, next opponent.
Yep, and what I told him in the locker room was Greene County was the most important game, and after the win, now Carroll Kemper is the most important game. And that's how we got to take it. You can't look at the big picture and get caught up with it. You look at who's your next opponent, and you say that's the most important game in the world to us, and we go from there.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next Wednesday night, okay?
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Coach Robert Mask, his team gets it done tonight on their home court, defeating Greene County 95-19.